Welcome to Authentic Self Wellness Radio, where we believe the key to a happy and healthy life is to live authentically as your true self. The foundation for this? Good nutrition. Hosted by certified nutritional therapy practitioner and media nutrition expert Marco J. Rathbun, this show will help you discover how nourishing foods, products, and practices can help you look and feel your absolute best. Here's your host, Marco J. Rathbun.
Hi friends, and welcome to my first official podcast. I am so excited to have this platform as a way for me to share my nutrition tips, recipes, and general wellness ideas with all of you around the world. It's also great because, as you know, I host a lot of nutrition workshops, primarily here in Portland, Oregon, which is where I live. Now that I have this radio show, I am able to share all of my wellness topics that I talk about during these events with you from the comforts of your own home. So since this is our first podcast, I thought I would keep things pretty simple and just talk about my background and how I became a nutritional therapy practitioner. So I was not always this healthy, happy-go-lucky kind of girl that I am today. And by no means am I perfect. I'm not saying that. I am just saying that everyone has a journey, and mine was particularly difficult. It all began when I was in second grade, when the kids started to notice that I was a little bit different from them. I had a big gap in my teeth. It was back in the 80s, so I had this massive perm that was kind of frizzy because I didn't know how to take care of it. And I was pretty much a chubby kid. I was very overweight. And that's because I loved to eat. I love sugary snacks. I love salty snacks. I used food as a way to make me feel good. I took comfort food to a whole new level. And as a result, this is why I gained so much weight. Well, when the kids started to notice this, they had an absolute field day, and that's when the bullying started. From nasty nicknames to having signs put on my back that said wide load, I went through it all. Kids were terrible to me. I would be spit on, I would be tripped as I walked down the hallways, and during lunchtime, kids would throw food at me in the cafeterias. Nobody would sit with me, and I was actually okay with that because they would usually just insult me when they did. I would actually spend lots of my lunches alone in the library, eating by myself in a corner, and when I found out that you couldn't have food in the library, I took to eating alone in a bathroom stall. That's how bad it was, and that's how badly I wanted to escape the torment from my classmates. So this kind of abuse went on for many years, and it wasn't until I hit junior high that I discovered what an eating disorder was. And I remember the first day I learned about it. I was at summer camp, and we had this big fancy party that all the girls had to get dressed up for. And my roommate at the time said, "Oh, my stomach is sticking out. I wish it wasn't there." And this other girl came in and said, "Well, you know, if you stick your finger down your throat, you can make that go away. You just throw up all your food." And even though that's awful and very unhealthy, I was like, huh, maybe that can solve my problem of all this weight gain I have. And that's when the bulimia started. I started binging and purging all of my meals for the next couple of years. And eventually, I realized it was easier to just stop eating altogether, and that's when anorexia started to happen. I began losing a ton of weight, never mind how terrible I felt. In fact, it was so bad, my hair was falling out, I had horrible mood swings, my stomach would hurt all the time, and it was just a mess. I didn't feel like my true, authentic self. So even though I was losing all this weight and experiencing all these symptoms, I just ignored it because I was getting such a positive response from my classmates. They commented on how great I looked, how much weight I was losing, and then the boys started to take notice of me, and it was all downhill from there. I started modeling, nothing serious. I don't want you to think I did like New York Fashion Week or anything like that, but I did start doing some little local runway shows and started modeling in some local ad campaigns. And that was when I realized how much I loved being beautiful. This obsession with vanity continued on through high school and into college. When I hit college, I really started to let loose. I started drinking pretty much alcoholically from the second I first discovered beer, and then I started chain smoking. At one point, I was up to a pack and a half of cigarettes a day, and I did this because it helped me suppress my appetite, or at least that's what I thought. I would drink my calories at night when I was at parties, and if I felt hungry, I would just start chain smoking. I didn't care what I was doing to my body because I thought I was so young, it wouldn't have any effect on me. Well, boy, was I wrong. Even though I got sober when I was in my early 20s and I stopped smoking, I still experienced a health crisis in my later 20s. And the problem was that none of the doctors knew what was wrong with me. It wasn't like I had a serious symptom that they could just target and put their finger on and say, oh, this is what's causing this. It was just a variety of little symptoms here and there. I basically just didn't feel like my true, authentic self. It started out with depression, and then it led to sleepless nights. I started to get very severe mood swings, and then seasonal allergies crept in. After the seasonal allergies, I started to develop massive intolerances to food, where I couldn't eat just about anything. And this is totally TMI, I was having horrible constipation. It actually got to one point where I wouldn't be able to poop for up to a week. And if you've ever had constipation, which I know we all have, you can imagine how painful and how awful that felt. So that was when I found myself in the ER one night because I had massive distension. It literally looked like I was 9 months pregnant, and this was because I hadn't pooped like for practically ever. And the doctors, again, they didn't know what was wrong. They sent me home with some severe laxatives, and I'm happy to say that everything worked out, pun intended, ba-dum-bum-bum. So that was what led me to visit my first naturopathic doctor. And prior to this, I had no idea what naturopathic medicine was. I thought it was a bunch of like voodoo magic where people waved sage in the air and they chanted and they said you were healed. But I was surprised that when I visited this doctor, that they sat me down and they explained to me that all these symptoms I was experiencing was the result of poor digestion. Poor digestion, I thought, okay, what does that have to do with anything? Well, it turns out, everything. This horrible lifestyle that I had led for so many years, the binging, the purging, the drinking, the smoking, it had basically destroyed my gut, and I wasn't absorbing any of the nutrients from the food that I was eating. It didn't matter what produce, what healthy fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, whatever I was putting in my stomach, I just wasn't benefiting from them. So with the help of this naturopathic doctor, I've discovered how whole foods and eating an authentically nourishing diet could restore my health and restore my gut back to where it needed to be. I became passionate and basically obsessed about learning everything I could regarding nutrition and preparing foods so they had the most nutrients. That was when I went back to school and got certified as a nutritional therapy practitioner through the Nutritional Therapy Association. Nearly 7 years later, here we are. I launched my website as a way to share all of this knowledge that I was gaining and as a way to also express how happy I was living as my authentic self. See, I had spent so many years wanting to be something else, wanting to look like somebody else. I thought that being beautiful and being perfect and being thin was the end all, that was what would make me truly happy. And it turns out, it was what made me feel the absolute worst I've ever felt. So that's why Authentic Self Wellness was born. I want to encourage you to embrace yourself right where you are, even if you aren't at your ideal weight, even if you don't eat a healthy diet. It's okay. Just taking one step is all that it takes to get right onto the path of wellness. Everybody is different. I'm different from you. You are different from me. We may have different beliefs. We may have different ideas of what healthy food is to us. That's why I don't preach veganism, vegetarianism, paleo. I don't ever talk about a specific diet and try to push that on people. It depends on who you are, what you want to eat, what you believe in, and what's going to be right for you. It's important to listen to your body and pay attention to what foods are making you look and feel your absolute best. And that's where I come in. Rather than tell you about what diet is working for me or what diet is working for somebody else, I'm simply here to educate you about the benefits of different types of foods. I then tell you how to prepare them so they have the most nutrients, and hopefully inspire you with fun recipe ideas through the videos, the infographics, and this podcast to start applying them to your daily life. I don't get into the nitty-gritty science or the politics that surround our food system. I'm simply here to educate you, inspire you, and encourage you as you continue down your path to authentic wellness. So maybe you're thinking, okay, what exactly is a nutritional therapy practitioner? Well, let me break it down to you this way. Let's talk about the NTA, or the Nutritional Therapy Association's, philosophy. See, they believe that the myriad of health problems plaguing modern society is a result from weaknesses in the body's psychological foundations brought on by poor nutrition. And as an educational organization, the NTA is dedicated to helping professionals like me understand and reverse the tragic and unsuspected effects of the modern diet. And they do this through seminars, through educational tools, conferences, lots of different resources. It's my job as an NTP, or a nutritional therapy practitioner, to teach you the importance of properly prepared whole foods that are not only delicious, but are going to nourish our bodies and restore good health. See, once foods have been highly processed, as most of the foods here in America are, there is no combination of carbohydrates, fats, and protein that will ultimately be healthy. So that's why I stay away from diets and talking about current eating fads. I just want to educate you about all the different types of food available and inspire you to start incorporating them into your daily diet. If you're curious to learn more about the Nutritional Therapy Association, or you'd like to learn more about my credentials, you can visit their website and read all about it at www.nutritionaltherapy.com. If you haven't already visited my website, you can check that out at www.authenticselfwellness.com. And if you're on Facebook, be sure to like my page, because every day I post different recipe ideas, videos, nutrition tips, and I even host product giveaways for all of my fans and followers. So I hope that this episode has given you some good insight into my background and just encouraged and inspired you to start taking charge of your health. Again, it doesn't matter where you are on your wellness journey. All that matters is you take that first step towards living an authentically healthy life. That step could be as simple as starting to drink more water every day. It could be starting to purchase organic foods, or maybe just incorporating more fruits and vegetables in your diet. Whatever it is, I'm here to give you tips, tricks, and ideas to make it as easy as possible. So I hope that you enjoyed this first podcast, and I do hope that you take some time to listen to some of the other episodes that I will post later on. If you have a moment, please do leave a review, and if you're on Facebook, go ahead and leave a comment on my page to let me know that you tuned in. If you have any questions, I would love to feature them on an upcoming episode. Your name will not be used, you will remain anonymous, and you can email me at margo@authenticselfwellness.com. Just a reminder that this podcast is not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. It is meant to educate and inspire you to live an authentically healthy life. If you are experiencing a medical condition or an emergency, please contact your local healthcare professional. Again, thanks so much for tuning in, and as always, have a happy and a healthy day.